Blog Talk Radio. We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056, or you can email me at the number 4, the letter U, betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have Blog Talk Radio. We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056, or you can email me at the number 4, the letter U, betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have faith.
They just
don't. How's that probably really Facebook and all?
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everybody, once again to another week of Praise Tabernacle Bible Study. I'm your host, Elder Richard Taylor, and on behalf of our panel, we'd like to welcome everyone that has tuned in thus far tonight. On behalf of Bishop Omar Zachary and his lovely wife, Pamela Zachary, we'd like to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone that has tuned in. We have another great speaker tonight that's part of our panel, a young man that we know and love and care about very much, up-and-coming speaker and preacher in the gospel, teacher of the gospel. And we just want to say thank you all for who has tuned in thus far. And all of our panel members, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you again for being a part of our weekly Bible study that we process every week. And I just want to say I love you, and I appreciate all that you do. Elder Oliver, Evangelist Dove Stanton, Elder Bluette, Evangelist Ricky Bluette, Minister Tolbert, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all that tune in on a weekly basis. And again, our pastor is Bishop Omar Zachary, and his wife is First Lady, and his only lady, as he likes to say, Pamela Zachary. So we just want to appreciate everyone once again, and I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And we just pray that everybody that's getting something out of the Bible study on a weekly basis that tunes in, that's committed to tuning in on a weekly basis. And again, if you have any issues or prayer requests, you can always tune in or email us. And we're going to get our own evangelist, Dove Stanton, to give everyone the email later on in the show where you can email us and have any requests or any prayer requests. Just let us know, and we can get it out to our panel, and we can be praying for you. So without further ado, I will give you our very own Minister Kevin Tolbert, who will be in charge of teaching our Bible study tonight. Minister Tolbert, it's all yours, sir.
All right, Elder Taylor. Thank you so much. Thank you to all the panel members. Thank you to everyone that decided to tune in on tonight. Definitely pray and hope that everyone gets fed on tonight, because I know that we come to Bible study in order to be fed. So have an expectancy, praying that the Lord just delivers and gives you all what you need on tonight. Tonight I'll be coming from, we're going to start from the scripture of 1 John chapter 4, verse 6. Again, 1 John chapter 4, and we're going to start at verse 6. All right, I have it. Now I'll read it. It says, "We are of God. He that knoweth God, he that is not of God, heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." And God gave me for a topic, real recognize real.
All right. I like that.
All right, I'm just going to prayer. Going to prayer, and then we're going to get right into it. Heavenly Father, Lord, I ask that you would just consume this Bible study on tonight, Lord. Allow your spirit to run free. Let everyone get something on tonight, Lord. Let your presence be felt, and let your voice be heard on tonight, Lord. I pray that you will remove me, Lord, and give you the increase, Lord, for everything is about you on tonight, not about me, Lord. And I thank you for those that decided to tune in, Lord, for they could have been doing anything else, but they decided to listen on tonight, Lord. And I ask that you would just guide this Bible study lesson on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. As Christians, we have to be aware of those who are willing to look like us are not one of us. We can identify the real from the fake through the power of the Holy Spirit. We can't trust everything that we see or hear. So we have to be prepared for the setup. And today, we will learn more about the setup. Verse 1. Let's look at verse 1. So again, 1 John chapter 4, we're going to go to verse 1 and start from there. "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." So typically, we go about our daily routines on average. We go to work, we go home, we go to church. And during these times, at some point, we can or will run into false prophets. person may know certain things. This person may know certain things to grab your attention momentarily, but it's up to us to determine this person's true motives. We have to be ready by first knowing the word of God and know what it says, so someone can't trick you with the word if you already know the word.
That's right.
Next, we have to allow the Holy Spirit to work on your behalf. Amen. So this is using the Holy Spirit to try the spirit that is driving the other person to determine if it's of God, to determine if that spirit is of God. Amen. False prophets are already among us according to the word. So if you haven't already come across one, today is the day that you get prepared. So even if you've already had an experience before in the past, this is just a reminder for us to stay on guard and protect what we allow into our spirits. So that's the first level of protection. We got to protect what we allow into our spirits. Going on to verse 2 and verse 3. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God.
Right.
And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world.
That's right.
So, according to these scriptures, the only thing that separates the real from the fake is a confession of Jesus Christ. So you can't say that you're a Christian, but you don't believe in Christ. Christ, believe that he is who he says that he is. He is the Son of God. He came in the flesh. He lived. He died. He rose again. You have to believe in all of that and not just part of that. So,
that's right.
For example, I was at my job when I was doing the cable work, and we would go inside of people's homes in order to set up cable, set up their phone and stuff like that. And one day I came across someone that had a different belief, and I could tell, but when she opened her mouth and she kept saying different things about God, and see, me, I like to always draw the line, because you can just say God and you could mean anything. So I would always be specific and bring up Jesus. So when I brought up Jesus, this person said that, you know, Jesus wasn't God. He said, and she was Muslim. And this is what separates. I said, what do you mean? I said, he is God. And she wanted to say that, no, he was a prophet like Muhammad. I said, no, that's a difference. I said, he was more than just a prophet. I said, and that's the main difference right there. That settles it. You don't have to go into anything else. That's the division right there. If you don't believe in Christ as the Son of God and being in the Holy Trinity, we can start right there. I ain't got to hear too much more that you got to say, because we're not on the same page. And that means that you're not Christian, according to the word. Anybody got anything they want to say on that?
Yeah, because it's the little things that we have to pay to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a child of God, you got to try the spirit by the spirit. So that means we got to have the spirit, first of all, the spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit. And that will help us acknowledge those that look like us but not of us. You know, we can separate the fake. That's why I like the term that you use, the real from the fake. And that's what it helps us separate the real from the fake. You know, and that's what we got to get to in the world that we live in today. Because it's a lot of fakeness that's going on. It's a lot of deception that's going on.
Yes.
To confuse people, to get people to believe certain things that's not real. You know, so if you're not trying to speak by the Spirit and trusting our Lord Jesus Christ wholly,
right,
you can easily be accepted and confused and drawn away before you even know it.
Good, Ella. That's good.
And also, the Word of God says that the fruits that a person bear will show who they are also. If you say that you a Christian, and if you don't love or if you don't forgive, you know, you have to question, how could you be a Christian if you don't love and forgive? Those are cornerstone things in the relationship with God, with Christ. I know of a situation where a young lady, her family members kind of turned their back on her. She was experiencing some stuff, you know, going through some stuff, and instead of them coming to her and say, what's going on, they turned their back on her. And they say that they're Christians, but yet they don't come and talk to her to find out what was happening, what was going on in her life. They talked about her instead of, you know, talking with her. So it's like, okay, I know the scripture says, how can you say that you love God whom you've never seen and say that you hate your brother whom you see? You know, how can you do that?
Every day.
You know, now you can love from afar, but how can you say that you hate them, you know, especially when they didn't do anything directly to you? You know, they did it against Christ, against God, and if God has forgiven them.
Right.
You know, so, you know, that we have to look at the fruit that people bear, you know. They say one thing, but they do another.
Isn't there a scripture that say you would know them? Isn't there a scripture that say you would know them?
Fruit.
By the fruit that they do?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
That is correct. I definitely appreciate that. Definitely. Thank you, Evangelist King. Thank you. Verse 2 and 3. Hereby know ye, fear to God, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Now, just on that latter portion about the Antichrist, and we can just say that spirit of the Antichrist is already here, and it was there back in John's time, and it's still here now. Like Elder Taylor said, it's a lot of deception going on. There's so many people that are claiming the name of Jesus, but just doing some completely opposite things of Christianity, and this could be people that are in the public eye. One well that can, you know, we all could point out, definitely right now with Kanye West and the things that he's doing, claiming he's Christian, but then there's different things that are contrary to Christianity in a major sense that's going on. And I had a conversation before with someone just because I learned of, like, when you have to protect your spirit. So I hear about, you know, the album and his first song, you doing a chant to your mom that's passed. Why are we doing a chant first off, and then chanting to the dead? That's, I believe, necromancy. That is not of God. And then you have performances where you're singing with Marilyn Manson. Marilyn Manson's first album is, or one of his first albums, is The Antichrist. They're wearing all black at every show. They're, he's being levitated, lifted up, set on fire. What does that have to do with Jesus if you're hanging around known satanic, demonic individuals who have not changed their lifestyle? So what are we putting before the people? And I didn't listen to it, but a lot of the feedback was it's like a street gospel or something like that. And I'm like, how do we mix it up? You know, that's the deception, because we want to put it out there that it's gospel. But if people really take a fine listen to it and try the spirit by the spirit, in a sense, and you look at it, then it's not. Because there's no way that you can claim to be Christian, but we're supporting known Antichrist.
Right.
Doesn't make sense. So, and I know that there's plenty of others that we can point out, from whether it be celebrity to music to different things that we see. Never lose focus that this stuff is a deception. People are trying to deceive you. They will put things in front of you and then change it up like you didn't see it. For example, this is my last rampant example. For example, there's an old group, and they came out in 3-6 Mafia. When they originally came out, they were 666 Mafia. I don't have to explain what 666 means, right? But they pulled wool over everybody's eyes when they got mainstream and changed it to the number 3 and the number 6 Mafia. But some of the music was still about worshiping the devil. But nobody remembered that because we got caught up in the celebrity. We got caught up in the deception and forgot
right.
that that's part of the Antichrist. And there's several other examples, but we just have to be aware when we see it and when you know it, okay, get away from it. Separate yourself from it. That's when you protect your spirit. You have to protect what you protect what you allow in your spirit. Amen. Moving on to verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Verse 4 is a scripture that is commonly quoted, but the beginning portion of this scripture gives us reassurance when it says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. That part alone gives us the evidence that we will have the victory over the false prophet / Antichrist. This has
right.
nothing to do with us, but it's all because of God, and God is greater and he's more powerful than the world. The scripture gives us all the motivation that we need to continue in this daily walk, because again, now we are reminded that God is in control and God is greater than your situation. He is greater than your circumstances. He is greater than everything in the world that they can try to throw at you. God is greater. That's simple. That's just
right.
just like simple math. You could put God right. on the left side of your paper, and you could put your circumstance on the right side of your paper. And directly in the middle, you could put the greater than sign, because God is greater than your circumstance. Amen. Verse 5. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Verse 6 as well, I'm sorry. So 5 and 6. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So I would like to say it's a lot, of course, to unpack in these two scriptures. But when people with a worldly mentality speak to other people that are just like them, they will have their ears. They'll listen.
Mm-hmm.
Them folks will listen to every word but it's a difference for us. See, for us,
right,
we can speak to the masses, but the world ain't listening as much. But our fellow brother and sisters will. So it's a difference for us. We have to keep in mind that when it comes down to false prophets, we should be able to recognize the difference between false prophets and saints, because real recognize real. So, for example, if you're claiming to be a Christian, then the evidence will show. You can't teach or preach Jesus, but the evidence shows that you don't even know Jesus. You can't speak a prophetic word, but it only results in profits, money. Because
right,
you told the people what they wanted to hear, but there was no evidence of a healing. There was no evidence of a deliverance. There was no evidence of anything involving God. And nothing that you said came to pass. So that's a difference. So we have to understand that there's a separation between the real and the saint, and the real and the fake, the Christians and those that are imposters. Anybody got anything to say on that?
No, that's good, Minister. That's good, Minister Tolbert. Because there are imposters. I think we just recently had the lesson on a wolf in sheep's clothing. It looks good on the outside, but what's going on the inside? You know, it looks
right.
Good. Because, see, we have got to remember the enemy is after the Christ inside of us. And if he can get us so off focus, you know, whatever it takes to get us not to realize that relationship with God is so crucial, because in that relationship you learn his voice so that nothing else can come whisper in your ear. You
right.
Recognize it immediately. You know what?
Right.
I'm not trying to hear what you're saying, because that's not the voice of my Father.
Right.
And the way we do that is through relationship with God, through relationship in the Word, by studying the Word, by reading the Word, through relationship in prayer, through relationship in praise and worship, in getting into the presence of God, so that when somebody does come, because we understand the enemy knows the Word, but he puts a little twist on it, to try to get you deceived. And if you don't go back and look at the Word and say, wait a minute, no, that wasn't right, that's not what the Word
right.
is saying, you know, I recognize this is nothing but the enemy. So this is really, really important. This is very important on what you're teaching tonight, especially in this day and time. Because
right.
there is so much going on, and people are trying to deceive. The Word even says the very elect will be deceived. That's why it's so
right.
important. You got to know the Word of God. You've
mm-hmm.
got to have that relationship with him daily. Daily. It's not a once-a-week thing. It's not a once-a-week thing. So thank you for that. Thank you, sir.
No problem. Thank you for that comment. And let me add to what you were saying, if I will, Evangelist Stanton, where the Word says, and it ties into this, you brought it up about, you know, about the very elect. It says, if it were possible, we would be deceived. So that means also the false prophets and everything that goes on is going to look so good that if it were possible, the very elect would be fooled. So it's going to be that
Amen.
Strong to where if we're not paying attention, it could have been possible for us. Not that it's going to happen to us, But that's why the word says, if it were possible, it would fool the very elect. Just to add to what you were saying. But
I'd like to add one thing too. Because the enemy knows the word better, probably, than any of us can know it. And that may be hard for some people to take. There may be a statement that some people might not even agree with. But the enemy knows the word. That's why it's so easy for him to put it a little different. You know, take some words in, put some words in, take some words out, you know, because he knows it. He knows
right.
it. And that's why we have to not only know the word, but we have to allow his spirit to lead and guide and direct us through his word. You know, that's why, you know, it's talking about spirits here in these scriptures. Because you just knowing the word is not going to be enough for you to try spirit by the spirit. You can only have the spirit of the Holy Ghost and of Christ, which is of Christ, to identify something that is not of Christ. Because like Evangelist Dove said, that, you know, it could look all good on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
But if we have not his spirit, we cannot see that spirit that's dwelling on the inside, that's speaking the same word that we speak, that reads the same word that we read. You know, that's why we have to know our enemy, know our adversary,
right.
know his ways, so that we know how to come back against them.
Thank you, Elder Taylor. Thank you. I'm going to read this one more time, then we're going to go on to...
It says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. I just wanted to clarify that.
Which part are you adding clarity to?
About the trying the spirit by the spirit, because if you're in the wrong spirit, you're going to jump in the spirit that the other person is. If you're trying the spirit that he's in, it's trying the spirit to see whether it's of God.
Yeah, but if you have the Holy Ghost, it should just be that easy.
It shouldn't be that easy, but what I'm saying, the scriptures
okay.
are saying.
Okay, I was just thinking, because that spirit should not be able to jump on you and make you conform to it.
No, that is not what I'm saying. I'm saying the quote of the scriptures.
Okay, I got you.
Right. Okay. Yeah, we're on the same page here. Vance Bouet, were you going to say something else? I didn't want to cut you short before I move forward.
No. I just got on right when you were talking, and everything is good so far that I'm listening to. I just got on maybe 5 minutes ago.
Okay. All right. No problem.
But not even 5 minutes.
We went through that part. All right. There's no problem. So verse 5 and 6, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He knoweth God. He that knoweth God heareth us, but he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So on that last part, I would like to add, when it comes down to at the bottom portion, this is where it ties into the title where I say real, recognize real. Because, see, with the deception, if we have the Holy Spirit, you're not fooling us. So like the word says, hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. See, we understand that there's a difference. See, when we got the spirit of truth, we got the Holy Spirit, so we understand what's true and what's false versus the spirit of error. So it's a difference. So we are able to recognize the falsehood of the enemy. So that's why I say real, recognize real. So now let's move on to 2 John, verse 7. And we're going to go to 11 and then end it there. So 2 John 7 through 11. Second John, 7 through 11. It's only
first
one
chapter.
It's only one chapter. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come into the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we wrought, but that we receive a full reward. So there's plenty of people that are deceivers, and you may have met one or two by now. And these people mislead others by false statements and false actions. So we need to stay away from these type of people. And then verse
right.
8 gives us a stern warning to what it basically boils down to reinterpret the bottom part of verse 8. It gives us a stern warning. It says to watch out and be alert so that we don't lose what we worked for and receive a full reward. So we don't want to get caught off guard and get tricked ourselves. And that's what we're talking about in verse 7 and 8. So be alert and don't be fooled. And you work so hard, so don't get fooled by what somebody is doing, because they're a deceiver, and the word calls them an antichrist. So those that are looking like they're Christian and doing things that are completely contrary to God, stay away from those people. We got to know that in advance when we see it. Amen. Verse 9. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. This verse
right.
shows there's a difference between the real and the fake. Whoever transgresses and continue in the word and teaches in the word is not of God. But whoever continues in the word and the teachings of Christ had both God and the Father. So it's a difference between those two as well. And then anything anyone would like to say on those verses?
Yes, the key thing, Deacon Tober, is abiding. We
That's
have
right.
to continue to abide. That's the key. Abide.
That's right. That's a very, very, very key word in that verse on verse 9. Amen. Anything before we go into the latter portion? All right. Verse 10. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Verse 11, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. So we have to protect ourselves and know that and know that we now have to we can expect it to come. We can expect different things to happen. But we can't accept, for example, we can't accept, like, what they're practicing or what they're teaching. So, for example, we can see it coming. I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
What were you saying? Oh, okay. Okay, no. So we can see it coming, but we don't have to side with them. Because in a sense, if we do that, then we're entertaining it. And then if we're entertaining it, then we're partakers. So if someone brings us false doctrine, we are to not entertain them at all, so to speak. So it's so serious that the word says, don't bid them Godspeed. And Godspeed is good fortune or success. So if someone's giving some false doctrine or anything like that, you can't even show the slightest bit of support, because you starting to do that and you're partakers of the evil with them. So don't bid them Godspeed, which the average person ain't saying Godspeed anymore, but wishing them well. That's more of like wishing them well, because a lot of people aren't speaking to say Godspeed anymore like that. But to wish them well, knowing that they're doing wrong, you're a partaker in that same evil. So we got to be careful on what we're doing, even though we're not consciously thinking that we're supporting them, but you are. Because by you wishing them well or being an entertainer, entertaining that, now you're a partaker. So
right.
We have to protect ourselves by not even getting involved. So, saints, we got to be careful on who we lend our support to. We can't support just any and everybody, especially if they're just saying anything. That's why you have to try the spirit to make sure that it is of God. If it is of God, you can get my support. But if you try that spirit, oh, that's a little off. That don't seem right. And the evidence the Holy Spirit is revealing this unto you, then you need to pull yourself away, pull your support away. Otherwise, you're a partaker in the evil deeds as well, according to the scripture.
You know, Minister Tobin, you know, a lot of this, and some of this stuff is just so obvious,
right?
You know, to a Christian, you know, that the enemy is just so bold and so obvious, you know, to try to persuade. And I believe it's because the enemy knows that he can get a lot of people that call themselves Christians but not doing the things that it takes to maintain and to recognize him coming at them. You know, I think that's why sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes he can be, you know, just come at you boldly and see if you say you are who you say you are. And if you love the Lord the way that you say you love the Lord, if you
right.
trust him, if you trust Jesus the way that you say you trust Jesus, that's why we have to try this. It's so important that saints of God and anybody that could be listening tonight, that the spirit is so important along with this word. Because the word alone does not have the power that it has with the word in conjunction with the power of the Holy Ghost. You know, so that's why it's so important that, you know, that's why we're talking about, you know, spirit. The word spirits keep coming up. Go ahead, Mr. Tobin. I'm done.
I do have a comment real quick. I like that Elder used the word maintain. I think of the word discipline. Are we disciplined
yeah.
in our walk with Christ? Are we disciplined that we read our word? Are we disciplined to do the things of God? You know, are we disciplined to get into the presence of God, to hear his voice for direction? That's how we maintain, is through discipline. And we really have to examine what our day looks like. I mean, really examine what that day looks like. What did you do today that showed discipline in your relationship with Christ? Have you read any? Have you prayed? Have you worshiped? What was your day like? Did you just get up and just begin to get dressed, you know, shower, just thinking about what you have to do today, what needs to be done? You know, did you eat? You know, what does that discipline look like for you in your day, to say to God, look, this is a relationship that I have with you, not just a religious experience, but it's a relationship.
Right.
So in that relationship, are you speaking to your to the one that you say that you love? Are you spending time with the one that you say that you love? Are you being quiet so you can hear from him, the one that you say that you love? What is that discipline looking like? Thank you, Elder.
I'd like to piggyback off of Evangelist Staten. When you love somebody, you want to keep them close. You want to,
yes.
You know, and that's what that abide. I'm just stuck on that abide. Because you're gonna abide in your love. You're gonna abide under. And I did an illustration one time when I spoke about abiding under the shadows. And if you take that wing, just imagine yourself just opening your arms, and you have a piece of cloth or something over your back, and it's just make a wing out of it. And if you open those wings up, if you open that up, and if you stand in front of a light, the shadow. How far the shadow would go. In order for you to stay up under the shadow, you have to stay close. Okay, and once you come, if you go too far, you're no longer under the shadow. And a lot of us are going too far with a lot of things. Evangelist said, what did your day look like? Did you go too far? Or did you remain and did you abide up under that shadow? And we have to, as Christians, I'm not even gonna, as a believer, because there's a lot of Christians that's deceiving everybody. If you're a true believer, you're going to believe everything this word has to say, and you're going to abide, and you're going to do and strive for perfection every day. We as Christians shouldn't keep, doing the same things over and over and calling ourselves believers, because you're not. You're one of those who crucified Christ, okay, because we crucify him every time we do something that we know we're not supposed to be doing. We crucify him over and over and over, especially if we're making the same mistakes over and over. Abide, that abide is just sticking with me, because how far did you go today? What did your day look like? Like Evangelist Stanton said, what did your day look like today? Did you go too far?
That's good. The final comment, because once I get back, I'm just going to close out, do my conclusion. Anybody want to say anything else before I conclude? All right. Verse 10 and 11. If there come unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. In conclusion, as saints, we must be prepared for false prophets when they appear. They will come and try to do many things to trick us, but as long as we stay in our word and allow the Holy Spirit to guide and protect us against other spirits, we will have the victory. Real recognize real, and we can't be fooled by the face. Hey, man, that's it for me. Service is into the hands of Elder Taylor.
All right, Mr. Tolbert. Great teaching again, man, as always.
Thank you. God be glory.
And it's thought-provocative, and we just have to consider our ways with the Lord. Evangelist Blewett made some good key points. Evangelist Stanton made some good key points, and this is a teaching that's for a time such as this that we're living in the world that we're living in today. I believe Evangelist Stanton said earlier tonight, this is because we're living in an age now where there are so many false teachers and false prophets. And people believe because somebody is pastoring a church that has 30,000 people that they're doing something right. That don't necessarily mean that. It could, but that don't necessarily mean that that's true. So whatever looks good is not always good. Everything that looks gold is not gold. So we have to drill into things. We have to drill down into stuff and try the spirit by the spirit, see if it be of God. So great teaching tonight, my brother. I appreciate you. And I just hope and pray that somebody got something out of the word, the teaching, the comments tonight from the panel, from the teacher, you know, because, you know, as always, I always get something. And I don't know how many times I've read this scripture. You know, it's even highlighted in my Bible, you know. But it's always good to get another perspective from someone else, what the Lord has given someone else in regards to the scriptures, you know, and that you know it's right, you know it's real, because you know there's spirit. And, you know, so it's always good, you know, when you surround yourself with the men and women of Jesus Christ. So if there be nothing else, I'm going to turn it over to our very own evangelist, Dove Stanton, and she's going to give the benediction, and she's going to give our email. So for those that would like to email us your prayer requests or just comments, you know, not just your prayer requests, but comments as well as to what you think about the Bible study and how you feel about the Bible study. And maybe, you know, what you would like to talk about, what you would like to hear talked about sometime, that you can email us, that she's going to give out. And then I just want everybody to be, you know, prayerful. Continue to pray for us at Praise Tabernacle Church, where Bishop Omar Zachary is our pastor. And just, you know, that we can continue to go in God's way, in Jesus Christ's way, that we can be, that we can continue to be truthful and faithful unto our Lord Jesus Christ, and that we can allow, and that people can come and find peace in our conversation, and joy and deliverance in our Bible studies, and also our ministry. And that's another thing that Evangelist Dove Stanton is going to give, is our schedule, our weekly schedule. So if there be nothing else from the panel, I'm going to turn it over to our very own Evangelist Dove Stanton, and she will do exactly what I just said. Evangelist Dove Stanton, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much, Elder Taylor. I appreciate that, sir. Thank you, Minister Tolbert, for the lesson on tonight. Real, recognized, real. Coming out of 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, and out of 2 John chapter 1, verses 7 through 11. We encourage everybody on tonight to go back and read those scriptures, asking God to give you revelation of the word, to think about the things that we said as a panel and as a group, and just ask God to confirm the word inside of you, because these are some strange times that we're living in, but God is not strange. His word is not strange. His word is life and liberty unto us. So real, recognize real. As Elder has said, we do have a email address. Our email address is for any prayer request, any testimony, any subject that you would like for us to talk about tonight, Bible study. You can just email us. It will remain confidential. But we do have a prayer request. We have two prayer requests on tonight. Our first prayer request is coming from Diane. We are praying for her son, George Jr. He has been having some stomach issues for the last 3 years, so we are just praying that God would touch and heal his body. We also are praying for Mother Marie. She's been having some stomach issues as well, so we also will lift her up in prayer on tonight. And as Elder said, we will keep our pastor, First Lady, and their family in prayer, keep our church family in prayer, and we pray for you, anyone that is listening on tonight, we pray that and heal and deliver and set free and make whole in your life as well. We pray that you come to know Jesus as your personal Savior. If you do not know him, we pray that you come to know him as your personal Savior in these day and time, so that you can walk in peace, so that you can walk in joy, so that you can walk in that love. God is there with you right now. He is there with you. He does not ever leave us nor forsake us. We turn our back on God because of our own sin. So we just encourage you to turn around and just open up your mouth. He is right there for you. Our schedule, and our email address, it is ptcforchrist@gmail.com. Once again, that is PTC, that's P for praise, T for tabernacle, C for church, for F-O-R, Christ, C-H at gmail.com, PTC for Christ at gmail.com. That email is open 24 hours a day. You can email us at any time. It doesn't matter the time or the hour. You can send an email, and you will get your request prayed for. Also, our schedule for the week, it is our Tuesday night Bible study. Tuesday night Bible study is at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. every Tuesday night. We do also have our Thursday night Bishop Omar Zachary and Family, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. here on Blog Talk. Right now that has put on hold, but it will be coming back again. Then we also have our Sunday morning service at 9 a.m. live at the Tabernacle. That is every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio, also on Facebook. And then, of course, Monday night we do have D&K with our very own Elder Oliver and his wife, Kisa Oliver. And that is at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. every Monday night here on Blog Talk Radio. So before I give the great commission, I would like to pray for everyone, and pray that the remainder of your week would be in Christ and in God and in studying his word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your love, your peace, your joy. We thank you for your word on tonight, Father. Father God, we thank you for your love, because you love us so much that you gave your son, Jesus Christ, for our lives. And we just thank you for that in the name of Jesus. God, that's a great and mighty love for that you've shown us, that you bestowed upon us, God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, God, for every listener on tonight. We lift them up to you, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you would meet every need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We pray for healing, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for deliverance. We pray for salvation, God. We pray for peace. We pray for joy, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch everybody under the sound of my voice right now in the name of Jesus. Those who have feeling like they want to give up, God, I pray that you would touch them, that they won't give up, God. I pray that you would touch them right now in the name of Jesus, that they would turn to you, God. those who are feeling by themselves, God, I pray that you let them know that they are not alone. You will never leave them nor forsake them, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for those who might be going through some trials and tribulations right now, God, that you would touch them in the name of Jesus and let them know that they're going to make it through this, God. With you, all things are possible, God, in the name of Jesus, that they are the head and not the tail, God, in the name of Jesus, that they are more than a conqueror, God, in the name of Jesus, that they would lean and depend upon you, God, in the name of Jesus, that they would cast all their cares upon you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever they stand in need of, God, we know that you're well able to do anything but fail. Yes. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, God. We glorify you, God.
Yes.
We honor you on tonight right now, God. We thank you for this lesson, God, a reminder to us, God, to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all your righteousness, God. Father God, to test the spirit by the spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. And let us get into the word and let us get clarity of the word, God. Let us hear your voice through prayer, through that relationship with you, God, in the name of Jesus, so that we won't be deceived by the enemy, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over every listener, over every listener's family, God, in the name of Jesus, over our minds, God. Let us renew our minds in the word of God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We bless your name, God, that you are the healer and the deliverer, God, that you are God all by yourself. We honor you, God. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. And I pray for everybody's week, Father God, that they will have a good rest of the week. Father God, that no matter what comes their way, Father God, that they will know that they can make it through with you in the name of Jesus. We just pray that you would keep us, that you would guide us, that you would strengthen us in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you honor, and we give you glory. Amen. And with that, I'm going to read through 28, 19 through 20. It says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And I pray that everyone has an amazing week in Christ. We love you. We thank God for each and every one of you. And we speak that you will make it through in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Good night. On behalf of Praise Tabernacle Church and our pastor, Bishop Omar Zachary. Amen.
Amen.